WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Nearly all of Florida under some type of warning or watch, with Hurricane Helene set to become a major Category 3 before making landfall Thursday night along Florida's Gulf Coast. ABC's Victor Oquendo is near Big Bend and says the governor is urging residents to get out of Helene's path.
Some residents are definitely heeding the warnings. They're packing up, getting out of town. Others tell us they want to wait, get a better idea for the track before they make their decision. But the clock is ticking. Helene is on the move, and she could bring up to 15 feet of storm surge.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh today. Former President Trump is in Mint Hill, North Carolina, both campaigning on the economy in those swing states. President Biden appearing on ABC's talk show The View today, the first for a sitting president. He's also holding meetings on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The U.S. urging Israel and Hezbollah to de-escalate, that as Israel's military chief signals a possible ground operation in Lebanon. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announces Tuesday 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. A number of Wisconsin communities are getting grant money to combat PFAS contamination. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. And during a congressional hearing Tuesday on federal welfare reform, Brett Favre dropped a bombshell. The former Packers quarterback revealed he'd recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre was on Capitol Hill to testify about welfare reform. He was at the heart of a welfare scandal in Mississippi. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous, bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and temperatures perfect right into those mid-70s. Sunshine stays abundant all week long, and we climb to highs in the upper 70s, which is unseasonably warm for September. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 72.
99.7
One day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Now like I loved you then, this is the road and these are the hills. For more
a misunderstanding once, but now we look it in the eye.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, Jay, your workday companion. We're like lunch buddies, aren't we? We'll just hang out, listen to music together, and celebrate National Daughter's Day. If you are the father, mother, parent, or guardian of a daughter, today is a special day. Let her know.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze, Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees, dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Back flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
We'll be right back.
Def Leppard is on 99.7 Max FM. Hey, thanks for the message. Carol sent a text over, and she was asking me about our contest, Go for the Green or Gold. Basically, we're going to give you another opportunity to get qualified to win after the top of the 1 o'clock hour. So be listening. I'm going to give you another code word. Use our Civic Media app to text the station with that code word, and you are qualified to win. We might be giving away some cash this next hour.
Max FM Sports.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Monroe County officials filed charges in a decades-old homicide. District Attorney Kevin Corninger announces Tuesday 60-year-old Michael Popp will face murder charges in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. DNA evidence on Dalloway's body at the time of her death was linked to Popp last year. A number of Wisconsin communities are getting grant money to combat PFAS contamination. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. And during a congressional hearing Tuesday on federal welfare reform, Brett Favre dropped a bombshell. The former Packers quarterback revealed he'd recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Favre was on Capitol Hill to testify about welfare reform. He was at the heart of a welfare scandal in Mississippi. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Maximum hits.
Looking for the
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, it's kind of one of those things you can't really avoid this time of year. The changing of the seasons is one thing, but stores putting out Christmas stuff. Yeah, that's a thing. There's a recent survey that asked people about Halloween stuff here in the month of September. People said it's too early, but yet the Santa Claus inflatable is right behind the Grim Reaper.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, the big news yesterday, Brett Favre revealed that he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He's 54 years old. Of course, he played 20 years in the NFL. I always believed that he could have come back multiple times. I mean, such good physical condition and obviously one of the best quarterbacks in football history. He was testifying before Congress yesterday about a welfare fraud scandal that he has caught up in. Now, he's not facing any charges, but he's already repaid more than $1 million in funds that were allegedly misspent. And he says that he was also a victim. He was scammed by a biotech company with ties to the case that claimed to be developing a concussion drug. And, of course, big news there that he did reveal that diagnosis with Parkinson's disease. We certainly wish him all the best in his fight.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. And then mark your calendars for September 28th for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lil Market and more. Take the trip to this rural Sauk City farm stand for delicious in-season produce, flowers, crafts, decor, local canned goods, and so much more. Friendly service and great prices for fresh produce at this country farm stand that is a breath of fresh air. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous, bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and temperatures perfect right into those mid-70s. Sunshine stays abundant all week long, and we climb to highs in the upper 70s, which is unseasonably warm for September. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 72.
99.7
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I don't know if Vegas has got any, you know, official odds released for the Oasis reunion as far as, you know, whether or not Noel and Liam can actually get along long enough to complete that reunion tour. We don't have any dates here stateside. Hopefully everything goes well and we'll see some dates over here. That'd be nice. Here's Wonderwall on Max FM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. Sure, you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. About you now.